Hey, Pubcasters, it's Tim Hunze, your host of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast, and welcome to our mashup episodes where we ask our guests the same questions and bring to you the best answers. Today, we're asking our guests to look into the future, to peer into that crystal ball and tell us what they see. Our first guest is Brandon Perdue with Riser House, who talks about how he sees artists getting asked to do too much and how that can be a good thing where now they have a continued need for outside songs.
Probably a couple things. I think there's thankfully going to be like this continued and increasing need for outside songs just because artists are being asked to do way too much. I mean, like, I look at our artists' calendars and it just gives me anxiety. Of, you know, it's like they'll be writing these 3 days, but then also doing content, and then they're off on the road. And it's like, when do you have time to recharge or to find like some creative inspiration or whatever? So I think there's definitely going to be a continued need for outside songs, which is great. And then I also think just, you know, DSPs are going to continue to open the doors for a wider variety of artists within our genre. You know, I think we're seeing that, like, from Breland to Zach Bryan to everyone, like Morgan, continuing to do what he's doing, even when he wasn't on radio for however long he wasn't on radio. He was still the top artist in the format. So those are both, like, really exciting trends for me.
Our next guest is Hannah Babbitt, who kind of sees more merging of country and pop music.
When I am looking into my crystal ball, I see more of a merging of country and pop. And I see Nashville-based writers contributing to massive pop hits.
I like where you're coming from. You want to expand on like why you see that happening?
I think there's an appreciation for the art of songwriting in Nashville that LA and pop loves and wants to be even more with and more immersed in. And I just see it between my writers coming out to the ones that aren't based in Nashville, coming to Nashville and being so excited for these trips and understanding that they're not going to go write the next country hit necessarily, but being with true songwriters where they can sit there and it's not focused on the track, it's focused on the song. So I see those two worlds merging even more, and I want to be at the forefront of it.
Now we have Katie Jelen with Honestly Good Music, who sees AI as a little concerning, but really sticks to the fact that authenticity truly matters.
AI is definitely interesting. You know, it's a little concerning. To me, I find music libraries a little bit scarier than AI, but, you know, it's still, I think, early days of AI, so maybe I'll change my answer. But no, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, authenticity matters. That's always going to exist, whether AI or whatever the next thing is. Like, I think if we just always lean into authenticity, there's something to that. You know, in terms of trends, right now, rock is coming back. You know, we've been in sort of a hip hop wave the last couple of years, and in the last couple of months, starting to see requests for stuff with a little bit guitar, a little bit of grit, again, bringing back authenticity. I think 90s are definitely a trend, which I think sort of goes hand in hand with the rock wave that's coming. So, you know, any of this sort of 90s grungy punk guitar, all that stuff is definitely coming back, which I'm excited about. But, you know, singer-songwriters probably coming back, pop will probably follow. So, you know, I think a lot of exciting stuff to come.
Then my friend Martha Earls, who sees more of a genre blending continuing in our marketplace.
Coming down the road, I see a lot more genre blending. You know, I think we've seen it quite a bit. I've been fortunate enough to have a front seat on it with Kane and his career, but I think we're now seeing it with country music taking over the Billboard Hot 100. I really love this idea of music not being siloed up into the country format and country music not being top 40 music. Country music is top 40 music. And so I love the idea of all these genres coming together.
And next up, Rachel Gutman, who sees us continuing to nurture artist careers.
Oh, goodness. I think what's really interesting is how do we continue to grow these artists that we've helped launch on social media? You know, we see these, let's be very transparent here, okay? There are artists who get on TikTok and use TikTok as a tool in their toolbox. Those are the artists I work with. And then there are TikTokers, people who just are making content to make content. Not really my thing. I believe TikTok is a tool in the toolbox. And while I think that that tool is being looked at as less useful, what I think everyone needs to remember is that it is just one step in a series of different things that we can do to build the career. And so what I'm really excited about is to see now that we have, you know, we're pretty far out of COVID, the touring system's back up and running. You know, we're hopefully in a healthier place financially as an industry. What I'm excited to see is all of these signings that not only that I've been involved with, but that other people have been involved with during this time. How do we launch these using the industry infrastructure that we've built over the years, coupled with all of these new technological resources that we have, whether it's social media content and TikTok and Reels and all those different types of, you know, avenues of connecting with people, or whether it's then diversifying all of that and getting more sync placements, or whether it's putting some of these artists in opening slots on tours and giving them a more traditional platform to build out, hopefully with a little bit of tour support funding because of how expensive it is to be on the road. That is what I'm excited about, is where do we take these careers that we built in such a difficult time and turn them into real careers, not just one viral song or one video or one feature.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi, producer Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.